We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, rolling along, our thanks to Craig Brown from Baseball Prospectus, Royals Review. A lot of good insight. The Royals can confuse you on a lot of different levels, even guys that follow it each and every day. I mean, it's just kind of the nature of their beast.
Even when they're winning.
Ned Yost is an interesting...
Even when they're winning games, really.
Even when they're winning games, yeah. Well, Ned's always been that way, really. Mm-hmm. Game management is always... He's always been a little different. And that's fine. That's no big deal. He's won a World Series, so, I mean... You know, but it's interesting. I think your question about Ned Yost is interesting.
I disagree with Craig. I think I do too.
I don't think it's quite his call to make. I think that cred, if he ever had that cred, that's probably gone now. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I don't necessarily think that he's running the risk of getting fired anytime soon, but I don't think it's just an open-ended, I'll do it. I think by the time all this is said and done, and if they go 52 and 110, I'd be taking a peek at the Las Vegas Superbook and see what the odds of him coming back are, because I bet they aren't the same as they were when they were 0-0. I mean, he's wearing out a path to the pitcher's mound,
right,
making pitching changes this year,
right?
The likes of which I'm sure he was not expecting. We're all in agreement the Royals are losing more games than we thought they were going to.
Yes.
But even in a rebuild mode and the patience that and the loyalty that Ned has for his players, not that he's wavering on the confidence in his players, but losing sucks. Losing kills you.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know, and answering a lot of the same questions every day. And he's never going to publicly say that I can't believe the way the roster's constructed or, you know, why is Lucas Duda on the roster? He's never going to say that. And maybe he says it behind the scenes with Dayton. I don't know. They seem to be fairly tight. But he's left to manage a roster that Dayton Moore gives him, and you would assume that, you know, to borrow the phrase of Bill Parcells, you know, if you're going to cook the meal, you'd like to be able to buy the groceries. Maybe that's just how – maybe he does like Lucas Duda on the roster. I can't imagine why.
I don't know why.
You know, maybe he does think that Terrence Gore should have a roster spot. Not exactly sure why. I mean, he only plays about once a week. Doesn't pinch run as much as he probably should, considering that's his job. Salvi's hurt. That sucks. Ian Kennedy's in the bullpen. That's kind of working, but really, for all the money that he's making, that kind of sucks. Danny Duffy's 3-3. That kind of sucks. You know, there's things, plenty of things to wear on a manager in the here and the now, as you say. For the rest of Royals fans, yeah, you look down the line, you look at Northwest Arkansas, and you look all the way down to Wilmington. That's where the help's coming from. You got to stay positive. You got to look toward the future, and you kind of got to ignore the record right now. But big league managers can't do that. They're in the business of winning games, and they're not winning many.
And it's hard to ignore. I mean, look, at some point for Royals fans, it just becomes noise. I mean, but it's hard when you're losing games, and they are on a pace to lose 109 or 110. And I keep saying, well, they're not going to lose that many, but why? Why wouldn't they lose that many? What exactly is it that's going to click and turn around and maybe they can win 65 games? Or 70? Do you mean, is this team have a sustainable streak?
Even on opening day, there was no difference between 70 and 92 and, you know, 60 and 102. No difference.
Other than just feeling like you're making some progress. I'm not sure that if you look at this team right now, you feel like you're making some progress. I think they probably are.
Well, and we go back to this, our go-to, but it's real. You got Mondesi, you got Whit, you got a
bingo.
When you got a healthy Hunter Dozier, he's proving he's a big leaguer.
But you got a young core.
He got a young core, and
you got a young core.
Those guys hopefully are untouchable come the trade deadline. Who knows? And who knows if Whit, because he's not in the exact same mold because he's older, but he's also on the cusp of leading the American League in hits again. You know, so he is him and Alex, I guess to a lesser degree, face of the franchise right now. Face of the franchise, without question. And so you kind of bide your time. You wait till Salvador Perez gets back. You know, offensive-wise, you just kind of piece some people around them, which they've clearly done with Billy Hamilton, who's a one-year project, Duda that they re-signed for a one-year project. Oh, and Jorge Soler, I guess we should throw him in there. He's on pace to hit about 40 home runs.
Right.
So, yeah, it's but to get back to Ned Yost, that's where I differ with Craig Brown in that I think this is beating him up maybe more than he will ever let on. And we're not even at the All-Star.
Is the legacy – the legacy is complete for Ned because he delivered a championship. It would be nice that if he was able to go out on his own terms. You don't want to force the issue with Ned Yost. I mean, I know everyone gets hired to get fired, but
well, this may be the exception,
sure
though. This may be the exception.
You're right.
He's kind of got a rubber stamp.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yep.
OJ's on Twitter. You're gonna follow that?
Of course I am. O.J. Simpson is officially on Twitter, and it didn't take him any time at all to have 250,000 followers.
No.
And his first tweet was actually a video, whatever you call it, videoed himself talking. Said he's got a little getting even to do.
Yeah, which is kind of scary coming from him.
Faults of O.J. Simpson, depending on what you believe or don't believe, self-awareness is certainly not one of his strong suits. How would you define O.J. Simpson? Because God, you could go all
over the
place.
Well, I clinically can't make.
Clinically, there you go. You don't think
I can't? I can't make a clinical statement because I'm not qualified to do it. But I honestly believe that in his brain, he thinks he had nothing to do with Nicole and Goodman. I don't know. I don't know how that works psychologically. But that's some warped crap, if you ask me.
At the very least, it's any time that he speaks publicly, it could be viewed as tremendously insensitive to the families of the two people that are dead, regardless of who you think killed them.
I think his remarks were, I've got a lot of getting even to do. I think that's even insensitive. I mean, I don't know. I don't need O.J. Simpson in my life in any shape or fashion.
I can't imagine in what fashion you would benefit from O.J. Simpson
none
being in the limelight or even close to it. Now, obviously, no one is when it comes to Twitter, you follow who you want. You follow what you want in order to get what you want. So no one is obligated to follow him, but you talk about morbid curiosity. I don't know that there's anybody.
Well, that's what it is.
Nobody on the face of the earth that has more pull for train wrecky reasons than O.J. Simpson. And so I guess we'll find out over the next however often he wants to tweet what he had in mind. But even if he's not guilty, he's an unsavory, lack of self-awareness dude who actually did spend time in prison for something else.
Well, yes.
Lest we forget. Yes. Kidnapping and...
an armed robbery, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, he claimed it was just to get his old stuff back, but...
Oh,
man, talk about karma.
I mean, yeah. Well, karma is a you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Well, we can move on to something maybe a little bit more pleasant. U.S. women beat Chile 3-0. Should have won probably 7-0. The young lady from Chile that was in the nets played collegiately at South Florida in the American Conference.
Huh, how about that?
And was incredible. I mean, just incredible. She made 4 or 5 saves on point-blank shots that the Americans could have buried them with. Now, 3-0 is still a pretty convincing win.
True.
Anyway, lest we really get into measuring quality of wins here by goal differential. But I was thinking yesterday, you cannot help if you follow the U.S. soccer movement whatsoever, and I am not a huge fan of it. I follow it probably more on the women's side than I do on the men because the men suck.
Yeah.
I mean, am I wrong? I mean, we suck in soccer, right?
And wasn't it?
We weren't even in the World Cup last year.
That's the elephant in the room. We didn't even qualify for the World Cup.
Didn't even qualify.
But wasn't it not that long ago that we were pretty good?
Well, I think okay anyway, but now we can't even get into the World Cup. And which, by the way, begs the question, and I know that where people are going to go, soccer guy will come back, well, depth of tournament is totally different, women's field is much more watered down, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. The United States has won 3 of the 7 World Cups, and they're favorites to win their 8th. These women should be being paid at least the same amount as the men are being paid by USA Soccer. They're only making like, I think their contracts are for like $98,000 a year. I'm ballparking this. Mm-hmm. The men are making $236,000, something like that. I'm ballparking it. And correct me if I'm wrong, Shane, we're getting a hell of a lot higher rate of return from the women than we are from the men. It's not even close.
What could be the rationale there? You have any idea?
I don't know.
Any guess?
I don't know what the rationale is other than just, you know, deeply rooted, ridiculous ways of doing things in an inequity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women should, in any walk of life, should be paid at least the same amount as their male counterparts for the job that they're doing. If they're doing the same jobs, why in the hell is it, you know?
At the same level, and that's the key.
Yes.
Here, or better, which the women are doing better than the men.
Are clearly doing.
United States plays Sweden Thursday at 2 o'clock next. So this will be...
look at the level of star power there is for the women's team compared to the men. At least you can probably, you know, you can go through 5 or 6 women and say, oh, yeah, okay, oh, yeah, Rapinoe, Morgan. I mean, you know, there are names that you're familiar with. Hope Solo, who's not even playing for them anymore, but's taking shots at their head coach, Jill Ellis. God. but the men's team? Makes no sense to me. Makes absolutely no sense to me. So let's get that taken care of. And that's why, 28 of them sued U.S. soccer,
right,
for this? I mean, you know, that's an elephant in the room. So.
All right. Congratulations to Tom. He wins the tickets to the Sunflower Collegiate League showdown at the Eck tomorrow night. We also want to remind you to listen to Under the Hood on KFH each Saturday morning starting at 9, hosted by Phil Nightingale, GM of Mel Hamilton Ford, and his service manager, Josh Profit. Call the show and ask questions about your vehicle. It's Under the Hood Saturday mornings from 9 until 10 right here on KFH. What's on tap? Brought to you by the good folks out at Side Pockets, at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. What's on tap next segment is On This Day in Sports History. A dubious OTD and a kind of a foreshadowing from this segment. I'll clue you in on that and more. What happened on this day in sports history, brought to you by Superior Rents, your rental equipment headquarters. Shane and Bruce continue right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.